Chapter 6. The World of Technology. Unit 11. Cracking the Case of Digital Crime.
Computer-related crimes are on the rise. Some examples of such crimes include theft of information systems, piracy, forgery, and distribution of banned texts or images.
Crimes also include vandalism and terrorism of infrastructure and content. Eavesdropping is also a common crime. These offenses are typically anonymous. The crimes are also rapid, global, and untraceable. Oceans likely separate the victim and criminals. The words victim and criminal themselves can mean different things, as global definitions of digital crimes vary.
Computer-related crime can be divided into two categories of victims who are targeted.
Most media attention focuses on consumer crimes. There are many techniques criminals can use to gather information. Personal information such as passwords or social security numbers is sought in identity theft. Criminals create false credit or access the victim's accounts. This is now the largest and fastest growing type of crime against people. Estimates of worldwide damages are in the trillions of dollars. Criminals can also use stolen computer access to commit other crimes. Invading a network or sending spam email from a victim's computer are some examples.
In addition to the growing problem of crimes against consumers, other types of computer crimes continue to spread. In fact, crimes targeting corporations are an even greater problem than consumer crimes. This problem is more widespread because corporations own the majority of computers and networks worldwide. Exact numbers are not easy to come by because many corporations fail to report these crimes. Companies fear that they will lose business if they go public with the information.
Common corporate digital crimes include piracy, financial fraud, espionage, and theft of services. Piracy is the illegal use of copyrighted material. Pirates usually target music, movies, or software, although visual designs are also pirated. Making counterfeit products and rebranding or modifying products are also acts of piracy. Another crime is the sale of demo or promotional materials, an example being the DVDs used for Academy Award screenings. Unlike physical theft, most people do not feel guilty about downloading pirated music or movies. Music and film industries believe that $25 billion per year is lost in the United States alone by people pirating content. Some might consider this amount peanuts compared to financial losses due to industrial espionage. U.S. government sources found over 20 countries engaged in this type of criminal activity. They estimated the total loss at $200 billion per year. In one instance, France admitted that its Secret Service passed data to French companies. The companies were then able to secure billions of dollars in international contracts. Data of this sort can be gained through many methods: breaches in secure networks, insiders selling data, or communication links are all possible sources. Cell phones and emails hold easy access to data that would have been locked in a safe just a few decades ago. Companies also may have their data illegally monitored by their competitors. This has resulted in 82% of large companies creating intelligence divisions.
Research suggests that a shocking number of
firms may have used software purchased only for the purpose of spying on other companies. The software can be put into a sales demo. Once in place, it allows spies to view just about any information they want. One more area of electronic crime is corporate service theft. Unauthorized people will sometimes log into their neighbor's wireless network
or share access to cable television.
Organized crime syndicates resell stolen cell phone and satellite access. Billions of dollars in service fees are thus lost through illegal tapping of legitimate customer services. Wired and wireless networks can also be hijacked to send political messages or for criminal activities. While the number of digital crimes is amazing, it will only expand as computer technologies spread into more devices. Cars are one example of a new device using more computer software these days. Programs that control everything from engine performance to the look of the dashboard may be at risk. The future may bring hackers using pirated software to monitor a car's GPS output, or even to convert a Chrysler into a Mercedes.